So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hurts, picked off, intercepted, and now the ball's out, and Hurts ends up with the ball in his hands. He fumbles. Chargers ball. Troy Dye ends up on the ball. And what a mess of a play.
And a mess of a game. Thank you, Joe Buck, who had 8 turnovers in this game, but 3-on-1 play. Jalen Hurts throws the interception. It gets picked off, then that player fumbles. Jalen Hurts gets the ball back in his hands, and then he fumbles again, Pearl. You might as well have put, like, the Curb Your Enthusiasm music underneath that entire thing.
Amazing. I don't know if it should count as 3 turnovers. Because I guess technically it does, because it basically ended up with one team, the Chargers. That was a huge play, too. I was thinking, Jalen Hurts doesn't know when the ball is fumbled. In that situation, you just go down.
Yeah, he should don't make not it worse.
But I mean, it's not a play that you're used to. After you throw an interception, your brain's not like, well, maybe I'll get a fumble here. But the Chargers were trying to give that game away just as bad as the Eagles did.
You're right. I mean, you knew something weird was going to happen with this game. And indeed, there was something weird, because the final score is Chargers win 22-19 in overtime. And the weird thing is Jalen Hurts, who the one thing he's kind of known for this season amidst all of the criticism was that he does not turn the ball over. And last night he threw 4 interceptions and had a fumble, 5 total turnovers. For the quarterback, there's no way in hell you're ever going to win a game like that. And the worst pick, obviously, was at the very end.
Yeah.
They're driving. They know they need a touchdown because the Chargers had scored a field goal in overtime. So the Eagles are driving for the win. They're in the red zone, basically. And Jalen Hurts throws a pick at the goal line.
Yeah.
I mean, it was as brutal as it gets.
Yeah, Eagles offense completely broken. Last week, head coach Nick Sirianni said he's not going to demote the offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo. And I think a lot of Eagles fans were like, why not? Because I'm not seeing any plays that work. You see a few, but it feels like the only time the play works is like 3rd and 20, and somehow Jalen Hurts makes the throw then. It's the easy throws that aren't there. It's the easy runs that aren't there. The offense is just completely broken. I have to point to the coaching staff on this one. I mean, Jalen Hurts is definitely... that play, as I called it earlier in the show, that's his butt fumble. This could be coming to an end, the experiment. But the offensive coaching staff has to figure out something. It feels like they've been grasping at straws. And then you get a Chargers defense had their number last night. Didn't seem like Jalen Hurts had any idea whether they were going to drop back into coverage, whether they were going to blitz. Every passing play seemed like a bit of a mystery to the Eagles last night.
You know, can I ask a question? Why? And I think I know the answer, but I still think it's fair to ask it. There are still people even holding out hope that the Chiefs are going to somehow make the postseason, right? It would take everything. It would take a miracle. And then if the Chiefs do make the playoffs, it'd be like, well, watch out. They'll be the most dangerous team.
Yeah.
Why don't we give the Eagles even a shred of that same grace where it's like, listen, things look bad now. They've lost 3 in a row. Clearly the offense is reeling. The defense showed up last night, but the offense is terrible right now. But if they just get in the playoffs, why don't we think they could turn it around or find something and go on a run?
Because it's 2023. They made the Super Bowl in 2022, lost a close one. 2023, they struggled, and they got destroyed in their first playoff game. Everybody assumes that's the more likely path. There's, I mean, the reason the Chiefs, why are the Chiefs so dangerous?
Well, because they've won Super Bowls. I
no,
get
because
it.
No, he's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's at Mahomes. Yeah, of course. I mean,
I thought it's just because you've seen it. So
no,
like,
it's absolutely because they have Mahomes. The Eagles, Jalen Hurts is just more inconsistent.
That is true. There was a time with Saquon Barkley, they bail out of a tush push and Barkley takes the ball end around for a 50-yard run. And it was awesome. It was the beginning of the fourth quarter. It's like, all right, Saquon Barkley's back. Maybe this is the sign of the Eagles turning things around. But then on their next possession, Jalen Hurts throws the ball high. Troy Aikman thought it was a catchable ball by A.J. Brown. He goes off his hands right into the waiting arms of another Chargers defender and yet another interception. So last night was just it was just a comedy because you have a one-handed Justin Herbert on the other side who's getting demolished by the Eagles pass rush. I mean, really, he got smoked in that game last. Seven
Definitely.
Sacks, but he took so many hard hits, and still the Eagles couldn't finish the job.
No, they had every chance to win this game. They missed a field goal. Like, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I mean, I guess the silver lining is it's an out-of-conference game. It doesn't really sink their playoff hopes at all. They still have a great chance to make it in, but it just feels sort of depressing. It's part of a bigger picture for Philly where they have not looked good for a long time now. The defense is great, but it's not going to be good enough to really make any noise.
Here's a question for you from the AFC side. LA Chargers right now would be the fifth seed if the season ended today. Do you think they go to Pittsburgh and win a game? If it ends up being Pittsburgh wins the AFC North, go to Pittsburgh and win that one?
I mean, anybody could win that game. I'm still not convinced, unlike I think you and EJ, that it's going to be Pittsburgh.
It's going to be Pittsburgh or the Ravens. Do you think the Chargers could go to either of those places and win?
Because
if it's 4-5, then
they could definitely go to Pittsburgh and win.
Against that pass rush, though?
Yeah, they could. They could go to, I think, if Baltimore figures it out, then I think Baltimore would be a heavy favorite. But Pittsburgh, yeah.
You could run on Pittsburgh. That's where you'd have to do Omarion Hampton and Kamani Vidal, and that's how you win the game.
Pittsburgh's offense is so hit or miss. I mean, Pittsburgh's offense is a little bit like the Eagles' offense. You have no idea if they're going to be able to move the ball. But that being said, the Chargers do not feel like a contender in any real way.
Perloff said this is the end of the Jalen Hurts era, which is
I was in my feelings.
Crazy.
Well, no, but
no,
they really cannot, without a devastating hit, get out of his contract this offseason. So here's the question. Do they draft a guy and have him looming behind Jalen Hurts like Jalen Hurts was looming behind Carson Wentz? It seems like a likely scenario. We had our old boss and Philadelphia sports radio host Spike Eskin on and said that he expected that this offseason. Now, it's not a deep quarterback draft, so maybe they don't do that. But I don't know. Something's got to change. Whatever was happening last night ain't working.
So you're welcome to weigh in on that game. And our poll question, do you consider Justin Herbert weird? I'm so glad that 70% of the audience is with me on this one and saying no. I don't think he's weird. He kind of blew off the post-game interview. He eventually did it. But he was just kind of didn't really want to be on TV at the end. It's not a crime.
Do you feel like you really know Justin Herbert?
No, not even a little bit. But
you know Josh Allen.
I mean, yes, you do. Because
he's on TV 24 hours a day. In the offseason, you get to follow him all around the world.
But that doesn't mean I know the guy.
Right, but I said, do you feel like you know him? There are certain people who feel knowable, and Justin Herbert is not one of them. Jalen Hurts is definitely not one of them.
No, and listen, I'm not going to kill Justin Herbert. Well, he has some commercials, actually. It's not like he has none. But that's just not his personality, and it's never been, by the way. So him suddenly out here tap dancing, you know, with a top hat on would feel so disingenuous. It would feel so phony and fake, even more so than some other quarterbacks. Meanwhile, let's get to Notre Dame. Because if we have kind of two big stories happening right now in football, it's the NFL playoff races as we come towards the end of the season, and now the college football playoff bracket, which has been set. And famously now, Notre Dame is out. They've been left out, even though the committee had been consistently ranking them ahead of Miami. When all was said and done and all the resumes had been matched up, ultimately, the Miami Hurricanes head-to-head win over Notre Dame won out. So Notre Dame athletic director Pete Bavakwa was on Dan Patrick's show yesterday, said there's going to be some fallout here because the ACC has now done permanent damage to their relationship with Notre Dame.
We were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest really business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
Wow. Mm-hmm. More from Bavakwa said the ACC taking shots at Notre Dame was uncalled for.
We didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that. But it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. And, you know, that's just not something we chose to do. We wouldn't choose to do that in the future. And people might disagree with us, but that's just not something that we'd be comfortable with.
Okay, so as far as I can tell, what he's talking about here are, from what I could see, some tweets, a series of tweets that the ACC put out, putting up like a blind resume. Here's, you know, Team A, here's Team B, and it's obviously Miami, and the other one's obviously Notre Dame, and kind of right. Showing the resumes and how much better Miami was, or that Miami should have the edge. And that's, I think, what he's talking about, because there was a story where the ACC network, it's one of ESPN's channels that only shows ACC stuff. They spent all last week just replaying the Notre Dame-Miami game.
Right.
The ACC, I know, they are not responsible for the programming that's on ESPN. So is Pete Bavakwa, is his real beef with the ACC or is it with ESPN? Because I think that's part of the reason why they don't want to do the bowl game, not just because they're upset and hurt and don't want to be in the Pop-Tarts Bowl, but that's going to be on ESPN.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I think they don't want, but so that's not the ACC then, that's ESPN.
But can you separate the two? I mean, why do you think, you're saying these conferences and these networks aren't strong partners?
No, I know that they are. Yeah. I know ESPN, you know, does run the sport. But
yeah,
they run part of the sport.
Fox runs part of the sport. NBC runs their little fiefdom, which is called Notre Dame.
But
why do you think he was on the Dan Patrick Show? Because Dan's on Peacock.
On Peacock, I get, well, and you know Dan is one of the best. But here's the thing: you're calling out the ACC. You should be calling out the ACC and ESPN, right?
No,
I don't think Jim Phillips, the commissioner of the ACC, calls ESPN and says, "Let's replay that Miami game over."
No, I think you should be calling out the ACC. And listen, I'm a vengeance guy. I would totally just leave the ACC. I don't know how far out this goes, but what's the point? By the way, and listen, it's not like kids are going to miss, like, oh, mom, dad, we're not going to have Notre Dame versus NC State. Like and somehow Notre Dame always gets, except for Miami, which they have next year too, they always get the easiest ACC teams. There are a lot of easy ACC teams. But this is a stupid partnership anyway.
Well, maybe this is why Notre Dame likes it, because they lost the first two games of the year. They lost to Miami, they lost to Texas A&M, and then they ran the table. Now, that's not all ACC schools. Obviously, they play service academies, and they've got other, they play USC, but maybe they like the fact that the ACC does not put up much resistance for football, and they kind of do this rotating schedule with them.
Right. I mean, okay.
You want to join the SEC, you can do that, but you're going to find yourself in some real tough situations if you're playing an SEC schedule.
Right. These are all, the conferences are so stupid right now. I mean, is there anybody who likes the way the ACC and Notre Dame are set up, the way that the Big Ten and the SEC are too big? I think everybody, and by the way, I think this is all good. I think this is an area of college football that is ripe for change. I mean, conference alignment, which was done for obvious reasons, try and get TV markets in and get a huge TV deal, which worked for the Big Ten, worked for SEC, has sort of worked for ACC. It's all ridiculous. These conferences are too big, that we have all these unbalanced schedules. Like, the whole thing is broken. I don't think it's just about Notre Dame and ACC. Like, Notre Dame should say goodbye to the ACC. They should be in the ACC.
Yeah, and obviously, it's a weird relationship because Notre Dame is independent, famously, in football. But 20-plus other sports they have are in the ACC. And they, again, play this sort of rotating ACC schedule where they kind of, for a few games a year, they kind of take on like a pseudo membership of the ACC.
Do you think that's too harsh to say that they should end that relationship based on what happened? I think I'm done. First of all, Jack Swarbrick never would have let it happen. This is the old AD. He was very powerful. I would say that's it. We're done. Just done. I don't know how far out this is. This relationship is over, and just do your own schedule.
All right. So here's more from the Notre Dame athletic director saying that relationship with the ACC will be forever strained.
Are you going to reevaluate your relationship with the ACC, the overall relationship?
I would just say it's been strained.
Okay.
Okay, that's not as harsh as I thought. I was ready to cut the cord.
Well, what's he supposed to go on there and say? Like, give him the double bird? I mean, I know you're from Philadelphia, but it's like you can't do that on TV. He basically talked as hard as a suit, you know, somebody who's just in that sort of role can do. Now, there is a press conference set for noon Eastern today with Pete Bavakwa, the Notre Dame athletic director. What do you think he's going to say? Because, like, here's the thing. If you're going to call you do the Dan Patrick interview. So now everyone in sports, all the people you need to see that and your fans and all that, everyone's seen now the DP interview. If you just do a press conference now with more complaining and more kvetching, now I think you're going to turn people against you a little bit because Pete Bavakwa did also confirm in that interview yesterday with Dan that next year there is a what do they call it? Like a MOU, what is it? There's an addendum, basically, to the college football playoff format where if Notre Dame is ranked in the top 12 at the end of the season, before conference championship game, at the end of the year, ranked in the top 12, they get in.
Right.
That's it. So if you just hold a press conference today to continue to complain, I think people like me, who have not necessarily Notre Dame defenders, but feel sympathetic towards you in this moment, you're going to turn me away from you now. Like, we get it. You're upset. You're ticked off. You're not going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Totally understandable. We're with you on that. But you can't do like a 48-hour cry-it-out tour. You did the DP interview. So I'm wondering, all that said, I'm wondering if today, when the AD does a press conference, are they announcing something? We're leaving the ACC. That's it. It's over. Like, do they have actual news that's going to come out today?
Yeah, I don't know if they contractually can do that because the schedules are so
set.
So set.
Well, money can get you out of everything.
Yeah, as far as turning away from Notre Dame, I mean, this is, I think you're getting caught up in the moment a little bit. Come next fall, you're really going to remember this press conference today. I mean, first of all, I look at Notre Dame's schedule next year. I don't think they need that caveat. I mean, I think they are going to really win a lot of games. Listen, they start Wisconsin and Lambeau, and Wisconsin hasn't been Wisconsin. Then they have Rice, Michigan State at Notre Dame, go to Purdue, North Carolina. Oh, that'll be fun.
Do you think Belichick's
Navy,
still there?
Navy. So they're probably 6-0 when they face Miami, but this year Miami goes to Miami goes to Notre Dame. SMU goes to Notre Dame, and then they play USC at the end of the season. So it's really, I can't find three losses on there. They're getting in next year, and their team is probably going to be 1, 2, or 3 next year. So I understand what they're doing. Like, they are in a power position. I think you're getting caught up in the moment because Notre Dame is coming back with a vengeance next season.
No, I think they're getting caught up in the moment. And to me, 888-710-4ISN, I get it. I'm just saying. Yeah. You got some sympathy now, where Notre Dame doesn't generally get a lot of sympathy. So
none of that really matters, though. Like, they have to figure out, like, this EJ brought up earlier, if they do leave the ACC, how are they going to make a schedule? Like, they have real issues here. And I think these power schools have to, they really have to assert pressure on CFP. CFP came in and said, we're going to account for strike the schedule this year. Then they completely ignored what they said. Like, if I'm Greg Sankey, who commissioner of the SEC, like, I am telling you guys, hey, you guys better not screw around. We can get you fired in 3 seconds if we want to. Every single person there. But maybe not. But I think the SEC and Notre Dame are powerful entities. Don't mess with them, Maggie. I am moving away when you say I'm going to turn off from the Irish.
What is it, the mafia? 888-710.
Yes, it's college football.
888-710-4476. All right, coming up next, we're very delighted to have our next guest with us in studio. He's got a phenomenal Netflix show called King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch. Ken Golden, who's been doing memorabilia, sports memorabilia, and now has a reality show about it. It is awesome, and he's brought some special items for us today, and one of them is going to make Perloff cry. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. You know, we're always so privileged, Pearl, to talk about sports for a living. We always say we're in the sandbox of life. And I would imagine our guest today also feels that way because he works in sports from a totally different angle. His name is Ken Golden. You may know him as the king of collectibles. He's got one of the leading auction houses that specializes in rare collectibles. He's got a show on Netflix. It's called King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch, and it premieres, season 3 is premiering. It's amazing to have you in studio, Ken. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first let's go through some of the most memorable things that you've ever auctioned off, because you've brought in some cool pieces for us. And as we said, one thing is sure to bring Andrew Perloff to tears, and not the good kind of tears. But just give the audience an idea of some of the biggest things that have come through your auction house.
Sure. I mean, we're primarily sports. Yeah. So we're known for sports. We sold a T206 1909 Honus Wagner card for $7.25 million. We've sold Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's collection. We sold Joe Montana's collection. We sold the Dream Team collection, which if you have not seen King of Collectibles Golden Touch season 1, go watch it. It's in episode 6, last episode. Karl Malone had every jersey from the actual medal round at the 92 Dream Team, including Jordan and all this.
Wow.
Just walked around, asked everybody for it. One of the craziest things I've ever seen. But even in non-sports, people don't realize we have the record for the most valuable album ever sold. We sold the John Lennon signed double fantasy album that he signed for his killer, Mark David Chapman. $996,000.
Oh, wow. Gosh. It was just the anniversary, right, of his passing.
Yeah.
They mentioned that on Monday Night Football last night. That is crazy. So season 3, you're always trying to top yourself, right?
Yep.
What can fans expect? It premieres December 23rd, if I didn't say that, on Netflix. How is this season different than ones in the past?
Well, you know, the big thing going into it, I mean, this one gigantic change is that in between seasons, we were acquired by eBay. So that's like that whole thing. Okay, how are we going to deal with that? How are we going to grow? How are we going to interact? That was, you know, are there any conflicts? That was one. But to me, you know, if you care about sports, if you care about the hobby and you're watching it because you love sports and you love crazy collectibles, I have been banned from saying what this is until December 23rd. But there was a find that by some freak of nature occurred during the filming. And I went out, which often doesn't happen. You know, I flew somewhere and I did the actual deal and I saw it with my own eyes for the first time. And I'm like, holy crap, I can't believe this exists and nobody knew about it. So it's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. I can't reveal what it is, but it has been fully authenticated and nobody knows about it. So you have to watch the show. It is a sports thing.
Wow. Okay, Canada. It's a sports thing.
Yeah, I'm addicted to Netflix reality shows. I have to ask a real question. When the cameras are on, do you act differently?
Me, no.
Yeah, I can tell you don't.
Yeah, no. The funny thing is people who watch the show and have done deals with me have said to me, yeah, that's like me dealing with Ken Golden. Like when I am aggressive. I could be over the top, but I am knowledgeable. I think I'm a great salesman. I think everybody else would think I'm a great salesman. Some people who watch the show think I'm funny. My wife doesn't think I'm funny, but apparently a lot of people do because tens of millions of people have watched the show. And you know, I think a lot of people, like the guests, you know, people who come to us with an item and it's typically, okay, great, you know, we're gonna get this from you, but we'd like you to bring it to the office in person and can we film the transaction?
Yeah.
It's like they may be a little different, but you know, myself, Dave, Carla, Ryan, my daughter Laura, who's on the show, we're all just ourselves.
Okay, so you brought some things with you today, some memorabilia items. So can you have your white gloves here as you're in the studio. We're here with Ken Golden. His new Netflix show, Season 3, King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch, premieres December 23rd. So let's see what you brought for us today.
So all of these are items that I personally own.
Okay. Ken Golden. This is the real collection.
These are all items I own. So I'm happy to be wearing how do I do this so the camera can see it?
Yeah, this one up top. No, to the side, EJ. Yeah, right over there.
Right over there, okay.
We can zoom in if you're watching youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet.
Okay, so this is the World Series ring. As a Phillies fan, you would know who this is. Presented to Phillies Hall of Famer and at the time announcer, Richie Ashburn. So this is like an incredible piece. And that, look, I was a kid. That was my team in the 1980 World Series.
So you will not sell that.
No,
that is yours.
I will not sell that.
Like they say, everyone has a price. You don't have a price.
That was my team. Okay. The only way I'd sell it is one day if Carlton or Schmidt's ring came up, I was able to upgrade. Then maybe I'd do that.
Upgrade.
But this is amazing. This is
a watch.
1956. It's the Yankees. They blew everybody away in the 1940s and 50s, yeah. Right? They won 49, 50, 51, 52, 53. So many rings, so many World Series wins. So when they won in 56, they said, do you want, you know, all the players took the rings. Two guys said, no, I want to watch instead. George Weiss, who was the president and architect of the Yankees and a member of the Hall of Fame, took a watch. And this is his 1956 gold New York Yankees Rolex.
Wow.
And it's got his name in the back.
Hmm.
And it's got diamonds. And it is a true one of a kind. Absolutely
amazing.
True.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Wow.
So something.
And by the way, just so you know, if you're not watching, you're listening to us on TV, the ring that Ken is wearing and the watch, they are so tasteful and understated in a way. Like now, if you win a Super Bowl, you get a ring, it pops open. There's like a carousel that comes around. You can do a hologram. This is all, you know, this is like classy and you would actually wear it somewhere.
Yeah. And kind of like works of art in their own right.
So now Ken is opening up a bag, and I think this is the one where, Perloff, you might have to take a step away.
Wait,
your Eagles lost last night. I know that's
God,
bad.
Oh, my God, that was disgusting.
Sorry to bring it up.
This is horrible. But
it's rock bottom, but this was also represents a rock bottom moment.
Yeah, I think for most, you know, for my son, who's now 12, his first negative sports memory, game 7, champion, going to go to the East Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Sixers game 7 versus
Toronto
and Kawhi hits the rimmer, bounce it straight up. Well, this is the jersey. Now, it's kind of like, why the hell would I buy this? But I bought this. This is the jersey Embiid was wearing in that game.
I don't
Did you buy
be
it
the
to burn it? Are
this.
You going to burn it? What's going on here?
Well, look, it's the funny, we didn't think about it at the time.
Yeah.
But it's the best Sixer team that we've had of the Embiid era, right?
Definitely. It was as close as they've come.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is, you know, I was thinking about the Jalen Hurts play last night where he throws an interception, it gets picked off, then the Chargers defender fumbles the ball, gets back into Jalen Hurts' hand, then he fumbles the ball. Pearl's been calling it the butt fumble of the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. But to be honest, like, this is probably one of the, as weird as that one is, as heartbreaking as the Kawhi shot.
I was a little worried that Ken was going to already have a hold of that football because that could be worth something.
Okay, now we've got a Mets jersey here. So this is for one of my teams.
Who's that?
Unbelievable. Who is it?
Willie Mays.
The Willie Mays Mets jersey. And I know it's such a controversial, but Willie Mays with the Mets is like not your best version of Willie Mays, right?
Well, what you have to look at is, okay, he played all these years in New York. This was his opportunity to retire in New York. He obviously helped the Mets, and they got to a World Series in 73.
That's true. Yep.
This is the jersey he wore in his first ever game as a Met, and it's photo matched to the cover of Sports Illustrated when they had Willie Mays returns home. This is like
amazing.
Impossible.
It's really
amazing.
Cool.
And you know, I'm proud of the Mets for embracing more of their history because the new ownership has really done a good job of that. I know you guys are Phillies fans, you know, you don't have to think about it, but it is great. And they actually have really embraced the Willie Mays and his era in New York.
And it's Steve Cohen, you know, once upon a time, you know, 5 years ago, invested in my business. So
I was going to say, he's a huge collector. He's got the Bill Buckner ball, doesn't he?
Yes, he's got the Buckner ball. And look, he was trying to win. I convinced him he was trying to win the Bonilla contract. We sold the original Bonilla contract
for Bobby Bonilla.
I'm like, Steve, you got to buy this damn thing. This got you.
And burn it.
So he gave me a price, and then it just went over it, and that was it. And like the next day, he's like, you know, I just should have called you, Ken, and should have told you to go more because, you know, what the hell do I care? And he didn't get it. But no, he's Mets fans. Don't worry. I don't like the Mets. I love the Phillies, but you've got, in my opinion, the best owner in baseball.
Well, it would have been a confusing headline. Steve Cohen buys out the Bobby Bonilla contract. People would have thought it'd be finally done.
Which he should just do anyway.
Just he could have the contract and rip it up.
But these are the type of people that I deal with day to day. Like, so in this, like in the past seasons, you've seen Drake, you've seen Mike Tyson, you've seen Ric Flair, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, who's my executive producer. Logan Paul is in this season. He's tremendous on the air. He's a true collector. One of my favorite moments is I spent a day with all four Antetokounmpo brothers.
And that is
in the show. So one of New York's favorites, not in sports, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yep.
He's on the show as well.
Yeah, he's been a guest on our show many, many times. So of the athletes and celebrities that you got to hang out with this season, again, season 3, King of Collectibles, premieres December 23rd on Netflix, who did you find was like the most hardcore about collecting sports or other types of memorabilia?
Well, look, without a close second, it's Logan Paul.
Okay. What did he want? What types of things?
Logan Paul is a Pokemon fanatic. Mm-hmm. He is also now getting into sports cards. He bought a Bob Ross piece painting from us. He's bought multiple cards from us. He bids on a lot of items. And look, the guy spent $5.2 million on a Pokemon card a couple years back. Yeah, and he wears it around his neck when he goes in the ring.
Yeah, we know that. Ken Golden here with us for just another few minutes, and we appreciate you coming in, bringing all this fun memorabilia. Well, fun for me, memories, maybe not for Perloff with that Embiid jersey, but Jim Irsay just passed away, the owner of the Colts, and he is world-renowned for his collection. You said you sold him many of those items.
Yeah, we've sold Jim a bunch of items. He was registered in the auction. You know, he had gotten some Ali items from us, and he tried to get some other items and, you know, was outbid. But he's somebody who curated an amazing collection. And I think, you know, I do believe his collection is going to be sold one day. And when it does, I think it's just going to even boost interest more because he's got some stuff that he may have paid $1 million for that I think can go for 30 or 40 million. And when people see that return, like here's a billionaire, bought him something for $1 million and selling it for 30, it's just going to even make the memorabilia market even hotter than it is today.
Wow, maybe buy a quarterback. Yep. We don't want to spring this on you, but do you want to do some business right now?
Maybe. Sure.
Okay, can I show you a basketball that was signed by the 1982 Philadelphia 76ers. Actually, I don't know the year. Somewhere in the early 80s. And you might even know who these... You and me might be the only people...
Is that Lionel Hollins?
Yep. Yeah. Dr. J is on here. Mm-hmm. Mike Baton, I think he was a backup center. Mm-hmm. I think Franklin Edwards was on there.
I mean, the fact that you're touching it.
Listen, is Moses Malone on it? Is John Ivoroni on it? And is Andrew Toney on it?
Nope.
Okay, so it's not 82-83.
It's not 82-83. That I know for sure.
Okay.
I can't even remember. Somehow my dad knew Harold Katz, who owned Nutrisystem at the time.
Yep.
And there was an event, and he came away with this plastic ball. The funny thing is, his ball shrunk.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that happens. Sometimes they deflate too,
yeah.
And you can't, like, they harden.
Yeah.
Like these old footballs, people have these Green Bay Packers signed footballs from the 60s, and they're like rock hard.
What do you think is the number? Sorry, Pearl.
Well, what am I looking at?
Go ahead,
here?
Conduct your business here with Ken Golden from Golden Auctions.
You said a million is that's probably too rich. But
no, it's not a million. It's not a thousand. Because it's not a championship year. Sorry to break your heart.
And real quick about as far as mint condition for items. If you like, say you a person at home listening, you have something in your house. Mm-hmm. How important is that in this game?
Condition is everything. Yeah. I mean, like literally. You know, to put it in perspective. Let me give you a Babe Ruth. Okay.
Okay.
The average Babe Ruth ball on a scale of 1 to 10 is probably on a scale of 1 to 10 is probably a 2 out of 10. So when you look at that, you know, a nice 2 sweet spot signature out of 10. Is going to sell for like, you know, $5,000 to $9,000. The highest graded is a 9.5.
Mm.
If you have a 9.5 single sign Babe Ruth ball, which is like mint plus, you're looking probably about $5 million.
Wow.
And do cards have to be close to mint too, right?
Cards, you know, unless you're something like an old Babe Ruth or something like a T206 Wagner where a grade, you know, even a bad grade is going to go for $5 million. But yeah, these modern cards, like they're Derek Jeter cards. His 93 SP rookie in a 10 could be $500,000. In a 9 could be like $4,000. That's how big the difference is.
And what is the average kid like me who has it in a drawer at home? What
condition? It's not going to be a 10. It's not going to be a 10.
It's going to be a 6 or what will that be?
If you were back in the day, if you put them in a plastic holder or if you put them in plastic pages, never touched it, could be an 8.
Could be, okay.
Could be an 8.
Ken, last one for you from me. And again, the season 3 of King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch, premieres December 23rd on Netflix. Which athlete right now would you say is the hottest as far as their memorabilia? Is it someone
Shohei
Ohtani?
There's nobody close.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Shohei Ohtani, for the memorabilia industry, is a gift from God. He's so popular. People love him worldwide, and he's got international appeal, which is like different than, I mean, you can look at guys like, say, okay, well, Messi may have more fans, but there's not as much memorabilia tie-in, a history of buying, as there is with baseball.
Sure. Okay.
So what about World Cup?
Eye out for Shohei.
I've seen a lot of buzz and a lot of the collectible companies, a lot of the card companies. Mm-hmm. Like the World Cup seems like a big deal. I know you've talked about it too.
Yeah.
I mean, are the items that are coming out this year in the U.S. World Cup going to be incredibly valuable?
Yeah, I think, for U.S., obviously, it depends how well they do. But I do think that because the World Cup is in the United States, you are going to see an increase in the value, an increase in demand for everything soccer related.
Wow.
So if you have something soccer, you know, wait until, you know, April, May, start selling.
Yeah, for those Landon Donovan jersey that you just have hanging around the house, just wait. Ken, congratulations. Season 3, King of Collectibles, The Golden Touch. You said you got breaking news in this season. You cannot tell us.
Correct.
You're sworn to secrecy, but you said it's something unexpected. It's something from the sports world, and it's worth how many millions?
Multiple millions.
So it's not a anonymous mid-80s plastic basketball signed by Franklin Edwards.
Correct.
Lucky audience. Thank you, Ken. We appreciate it. Okay, coming up next, Andrew Bogish will be back with all the latest headlines. And later on in the show, we will get to the bottom of everything that has gone wrong with Notre Dame over the last 2 days as they've gotten snubbed from the college football playoff. It's the Maggie and Pearl.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. If you're into sports memorabilia, we just had Ken Golden on the show. He's got a new Netflix show, season 3, actually, of The King of Collectibles, and brought in an Embiid jersey, which made Perloff deeply uncomfortable.
From a game where they famously lost to the Raptors and Kawhi Leonard.
The Kawhi Leonard shot is kind of just the shorthand for that. But a very cool World Series ring from the Phillies. He had a Willie Mays Mets jersey. Just a watch. Very, very cool stuff. And it's a great show.
Yeah, you had an interesting observation about the 1980 Phillies ring. It was a gorgeous little nice ring. It was what did you say? Modern rings have a hologram that comes out?
They do. I didn't make that up. I think it's the Eagles ring.
No,
maybe
it flips out like wings. There's not a hologram. Oh, you're saying
no? There's one ring out there where it projects on the wall. Not a hologram.
Really?
It projects on the wall, I think, highlights of the season that just passed.
Are you serious? Actually, I didn't know. Did the Eagles do that?
I think I don't know. I'm thinking the Rams, but maybe not.
I don't know about that part. I remember also somebody having like a smaller ring inside the ring that you can like wear.
Where's
that
the necklace?
You can wear that one because the real one is so big and gaudy.
Okay. I thought there was a championship ring that plays highlights.
I mean, if it's not happened yet, it will very soon.
It could be.
Justin just got really excited by that idea.
I think it might be the Denver Nuggets. I don't know. Which ironically, the most understated superstar would have the gaudiest ring. But it's really cool. People love these shows, too. These, looking at the sports memorabilia, auctioning it off. And it's cool that Ken Golden was telling us not just about the sports stuff, but the music memorabilia and all the other things that go along with it.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right, that guy.
Yeah, I think he's got it figured out.
The numbers he was throwing around seemed pretty good.
Yeah, millions and millions and millions.
I had a brilliant strategy when I was a card collector as a kid. 10 years old, I'd get a lot of all-stars and rookies, and I would trade them all to get middle relievers on the Phillies. Because I thought having my own team was more valuable than having the best players in the league. I wasn't really thinking like a collector.
Yeah, so not the Ken Griffey rookie card. Yeah. You really wanted like a Jamie Moyer.
I'll give you, Ken Griffey Jr., I'd trade that for Raleigh Eastwick, a seldom used pitcher. Yeah, I was an idiot, and I never kept the condition right. That was obviously, I think so many people listening are probably like, oh man, if I just put things in plastic, I would be better. And then a lot of people have things in plastic. And you have to know what you're doing too, because there's a whole swath of cards that have no value. Depends what was being printed at the time. I've looked at my collection 100 times as my kids retirement fund. And it's just yeah. not going to work.
College tuition.
It's just not going to work.
Not happening. All right, let's get to Bogus. Who's got headlines?
Well, since Manny's not here, we are all mature, rational adults. I think we would all say that nobody, not even someone from our hated rival, deserves this.
And here comes a blitz from Deion. Can't get there. Intercepted, big man. Oh, and the ball is out. And the ball is out again. And the Chargers fall on it. My goodness, that's an interception, a fumble recovery by the offense, and a fumble recovery by the defense.
On second thought, I love this for Jalen Hurts, the only person with a pick and a fumble on the same play since at least 1978, since that is as far back as play-by-play data goes. The Eagle QB with five total giveaways in his team's third straight loss, 22-19, in OT in L.A., head coach Nick Sirianni.
We know good things happen when we win a turnover battle, so, you know, we'll be hard and critical on ourselves throughout that. I'll be, you know, critical on myself and then look to, you know, correct everybody else.
Take your time getting that sorted out. The Philly D only allowed 6 points off those five turnovers, but the Philly O didn't do much scoring again. The Charger offense producing five Cameron Dicker field goals, including a 54-yarder in OT. Only two turnovers from the one-handed Justin Herbert, but he was sacked seven times. A little update this morning on this Phillip Rivers story. It is now being reported that his workout with the Colts happened last night, and he threw the ball well, so now the two sides are debating this reunion. Again, Rivers turned 44 yesterday and hasn't played in the NFL since 2020.
Wait, how late was this? Yeah. Because, you know, bedtime.
Because he's old?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, he needs the money. He's got 12 kids. Like, I'm sure they negotiate over the contract now.
Although that's hilarious, too, if you're his wife. Like, obviously, you've got plenty of help. You're Phillip Rivers. You're multi-millionaire. But you just were settling into having some help around the house.
No, maybe she's pushing for this. She's like, bro, it's been 5 years.
Wait, how many kids do they actually have?
11 teen.
Oh, I thought
a real number.
We were making up 12. I thought somebody said that, and I was
10.
Running with it.
I think we're 10.
So with adults, they have a full side of a football team. They have a complete offense or defense, depending on their physical attributes.
I mean, they have a full NBA rotation.
Right. Yeah.
Forget about just a starting lineup. They have like backups for every spot.
No, and he's a grandfather, too. Like, that's how old he is. And he's 42. I think I said he was 44 before. I'm sorry. So he's...
I just said he was 44.
No, he's 44.
Yeah, he's 44.
Oh, okay. Then I'm looking at an old article. Hold on.
So maybe he has more kids.
No, this is from today, December 8th, 2025. This article is saying that he's 42.
Oh, he's not.
He's born in 1981, according to Wikipedia. Yeah. So that would make him 44.
Yeah, that's not right. Okay.
His birthday was yesterday. So we knew that his birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, you get to come get sacked by the Houston Texans defensive line.
He's a very young 44. Yeah, he's fine. He's basically 43.
I know.
If you ever look at the numbers, there are guys at 43, 44 who've had success. Vinny Testaverde, Warren Moon, Tom Brady.
But they weren't out of football for 5 years.
So he's well rested.
Yeah, he's really healed. Very healed.
Yeah.
Before Rivers stole these comeback headlines, Jason Pierre-Paul had a workout with the Bucs yesterday, and he's now on their practice squad. JPP last played in 2023, three games split between the Dolphins and Saints.
Is Michael Strahan busy? Like, yeah. We just bringing everybody back?
That
now?
Seems a little easier. I mean, yeah, the guy says hike, you run after the quarterback. Right. You don't need to refresh your course on how to run an offense.
Right. But
the Bears need some depth, so they're calling Brian Urlacher to see if he can get some linebacker depth.
But that's the Rivers selling point, right? Is like he knows Shane Steichen. There's some familiarity. He's not bringing in an outsider.
I actually was trying to think. So what's
Steichen
connection?
Was, I believe, a Chargers quarterback coach.
Yeah, so he's a Frank Reich guy.
Yeah, so it's not like he actually ran Shane's offense, but he's less of a stranger than pick your, you know, late 20s.
Than Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah.
So is that how Rivers ended up in Indianapolis in the first place? I can't.
That was your guy, wasn't it? 2020, Shane Steichen was not
in Indianapolis. Yeah, that was Frank Reich.
Yeah, that was Frank Reich.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. So wait, Sirianni was in Indy when Rivers was there, and Steichen is a Sirianni guy, too.
Yeah, Sirianni was the offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay. That's the connection. So Steichen was not under Sirianni. He was under the Chargers at the time?
Yeah, he's not on this coaching staff. Well, I'm looking at. But you know who was? Kevin Petullo.
Yeah.
enemy number one. Actually, now Jalen Hurts, I think, is enemy number one in Philly, and Petullo has to take a backseat.
Petullo's one.
But here's the thing. So I understand concepts are the same and all of that type of stuff, right? Like, no. You run a certain type of offense. Yeah. You're going to run it no matter what. But you're telling me in 5 years they haven't changed the names of the plays? They haven't done any tweaks to this thing?
No, I'm sure they have, and it has not been directly running a Shane Steichen playbook. But I think coaches like connections. They like history, totally. Like relationships, and they'd rather roll a Phillip Rivers dice than sign Taylor, Tyler, yeah. Heineke, or Sam Hartman, whoever else is bouncing around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any real huge change in 5 years. What do you think they were going to do? Like, there's only... The terminology is the same. It's numbers or letters.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like your opponents are scouting you so much. I don't know. I thought you would make some tweaks, but maybe I'm...
Whatever. You put it on his armband. You say play 17. He looks down. He reads out some words, and away they go.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone can do this, like a 44-year-old who's seen every offense known to man, that's not my concern with him. You mentioned it earlier, the fact that if a pass rush is barreling down on him.
Well, that's a big concern. Yeah, Phillip Rivers, 10 kids, had his first child in 2002.
Early starter.
Yeah, that was 2 years before he got into the league. And the last kid was born in 2023.
Shane Steichen was a senior in high school in 2002.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.